Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Meet Tomboy X. Makers of the original boxer briefs for women, Tomboy X designs gender and size-inclusive underwear and apparel. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at tomboyx.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, I'm Lauren Vogelbaum, and this is another classic episode. Today, we're returning to the story of a man whose blood donations saved over 2 million babies over the course of a few decades. And as of this recording, he's doing just fine, by the way. Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. When currently 81-year-old John Harrison was just 14 years old, he received a blood transfusion following a major chest surgery. He had a lung removed, and 13 units or pints of other people's blood, that's nearly 2 gallons, made their life-saving way into his veins. That transfusion inspired Harrison's later generosity. He promised to begin donating once he turned 18 and did so weekly until May 11th, 2018, when, according to the Australian Red Cross, he gave his final donation. He's fine. That's just the maximum age in Australia for giving blood. Harrison's prolific donation is notable enough that in 2003, Guinness World Records recognized his achievement for the most blood donated by a single person. His record was broken in 2015, but we'd say it's still nothing to sneeze at. And Harrison's blood is notable not only for quantity, but also for quality. He's credited with saving the lives of more than 2 million Australian babies. Harrison, known in Australia as the man with the golden arm, produces a rare and powerful antibody in his blood called RhD immunoglobulin, or anti-D. It protects unborn babies from the potentially deadly condition Rh incompatibility. When a pregnant woman with an Rh-negative blood type carries a baby with Rh-positive blood, the woman's body mistakenly treats the baby's red blood cells like an outside threat. Her body produces antibodies to combat what it perceives as an invader with potentially deadly effect. Miscarriage, stillbirth, fetal brain damage, and anemia are all possible outcomes. Australian doctors have theorized that the transfusion that Harrison received as a teen may have contributed to the unique composition of the blood his body now produces. Harrison made his final contribution at the Town Hall Donor Center in Sydney, Australia, surrounded by mothers and their children who had benefited from the treatment, as well as large silver balloons in the shape of the numerals 1173. 1,173 being the number of times Harrison donated blood throughout his life. Harrison told a Sydney Morning Herald reporter attending the final donation, "It's a sad day for me, the end of a long run." Robin Barlow, the RH program coordinator who recruited James to be the program's first donor, told the newspaper, "Every ampule of anti-D ever made in Australia has James in it. Since the very first mother received her dose at Royal Prince Alfred Hospital in 1967, it's an enormous thing. He's saved millions of babies." Approximately 17% of pregnant Australian women receive doses of anti-D. That number includes Harrison's own daughter, Tracy Mellowship, who was treated in 1992 and gave birth to a healthy son named Scott in 1995. When Scott turned 16 in 2011, he gave his first blood donation sitting next to his grandfather, who was marking his 1,000th. But there's a bit of a twist. Harrison, who received the Medal of the Order of Australia in 1999, has had a lifelong fear of needles. In his more than 6 decades of donating blood, he's never watched a nurse insert a needle in his arm, preferring to look away. Today's episode is based on the article, "The Man Whose Blood Saved More Than 2 Million Babies," on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Christopher Hasiotis. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women. Tomboy X designs gender and size inclusive underwear and apparel. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at TomboyX.com.